2024 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 2. Day 5. Morning Nourishment. 1 Peter 1:8. Whom having not seen, you love, into whom though not seeing him, at present, yet believing, you exult with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. The Greek word translated perfecter may also be rendered finisher or completer. If we look to Jesus continually, He will finish and complete the faith that we need for the running of the heavenly race. He will finish and complete what He has originated and inaugurated. Today's reading. Sinners certainly need to have faith, but how can they have it? Naturally, we have no belief, only disbelief. But when the sinners come to the church and hear the proper preaching of the gospel, they are charged with God. Because God Himself is transfused into them in this way, they find that they have faith. This is the gift of faith, the nature and element of which is God Himself. If we would have faith, we must look away unto Jesus, the source of faith. He will radiate Himself into us, charging us with Himself. As a result, spontaneously we will have faith. Faith does not originate with us, it originates with Him. Faith is Christ Himself believing for us in a very subjective way. He transfuses us with Himself, working Himself into us, until He, the very person, becomes the believing element in our being. Thus, it is not we who believe, it is He who believes within us. In this way He makes us a believing being. Apparently, it is our believing, actually, it is His believing. This is genuine faith. Once Christ has originated this faith within us, He will never let it go. Rather, He will complete, finish, and perfect it. Do not think that you can be a giant of faith on your own. No. We do not have the slightest amount of faith. All the faith we have is just Christ Himself believing in us and for us. We live by His faith, by Him as our faith. Christ's believing element is charged into our being through the law of life. The more we allow the law of life to work in our being, the more we are able to believe. If we give the law of life the opportunity to work continuously in our mind, emotion, and will, its working will produce great faith in us. As the law of life works within us to bring about the expression and testimony of God, the first issue of its working is our believing. The most believing person is the one in whom the law of life has worked the most. Such a person will have the faith to believe God to the uttermost without any strain or strife. His believing is spontaneous because it comes from the working of the law of life within him. The law of life in Hebrews 8 issues in the believing ability, the faith, in Hebrews 11. Although we cannot understand this simply by reading the Bible, we can know it by our experience. According to life, Hebrews 11 is the issue of Hebrews 8, for the believing ability results from the working of the law of the divine life. When the law of life operates within us to make us the very reflection, expression, and testimony of God, we find it easy to believe. Our believing is spontaneous. In fact, we are unable to disbelieve, because the believing ability has been wrought into us. When we look away unto Him, the author and perfecter of our faith, we give Him the opportunity and the freedom to work Himself into us. In this way the law of life can work in every inward part of our being until we are fully saturated with Him. The more we are saturated with Him, the easier it is to believe. This is the way to have faith. May we all experience faith in such a subjective way by looking away unto Jesus. This is the end of today's morning revival.